and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday. I'm Richard Jones. And some pretty amazing figures have emerged about the state of Scottish farming as we enter the new year. The two headlines are food exports topping £1 billion and combined food and drink exports topping £4.5 billion in 2011 were hailed by Rural Affairs Secretary Richard Lockhead as a huge success story. He's aiming higher though this time around and says that with more emerging new markets coming on stream overseas, the sky is now the new limit. But back to today, and this week I've taken on the mantle of the genie of the farming lamp and granted farmers and their leaders three wishes for 2012. Today it's the turn of NFU Scotland President Nigel Miller.
Well, you must have been the person that I've always wanted to meet, really, because all our problems are solved, I guess. I think probably the first wish would be a bit of sunshine, to be honest, because the last year or 2 years we've had plenty of snow and some pretty tough days, but we haven't really had much of a summer, and I think that's maybe a very simple sort of thing to want, but it certainly makes farming an awful lot easier and injects a bit of optimism into us all when the sun shines.
Second wish, Nigel?
The second wish doesn't really sort of spread cheer quite so widely, I don't think, although it's an undercurrent that affects us all, and it's probably the politicians of Europe getting to grips with the euro crisis and trying to stabilise that currency. Because without that, our export markets are at threat, our whole economy, I think, wider than agriculture, is at threat, and certainly going forward, having any meaningful common agricultural policy may be difficult. For farming especially, given our dependence on exports, for goodness sake, let's get to grips with this and get it sorted.
So a good stable Eurozone. And Nigel, finally, a third wish for farming.
I think the third one probably is very much for farmers, and that's trying to get a sort of a new spirit of generosity and cooperation to flow into the European Commission and their auditors, so that in the future maybe the sort of rules that farmers live by and administered in a way which is understandable, so that we've got a chance of actually achieving our goals rather than being continually penalised. And I think that would lift the spirits of many farmers if we had that new approach.
So again, the weather and a decent summer, another common theme, with the wish for our European neighbours to sort themselves out coming a close second. And tomorrow it's the turn of Farmers Weekly editor Jane King to give us her three wishes here on MFR Farming at the usual times of 6:40 and 12:40.